We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens alongside Troy Stratford, Troy Drayton, Tristan Jones in the Metro PCS Commons Center. And we're pleased to be joined by Brianne from the Miami Dolphins Cheerleading Squad. Brianne, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great and pleased to have you here in studio with us. And you are entering your fifth year as a member of the Miami Dolphins Cheerleading Squad, as a veteran. This is pretty cool, huh? How have you lasted this long? What's the key to your success here? I know there's a bunch of new girls on the roster this year.
I know, it is crazy. I still remember my first year trying out, and, you know, 5 years definitely goes by really, really fast. But, you know, I come back because I have so much fun. The Miami Dolphins organization is a great organization to be part of, and, you know, we come back every year because it's so amazing.
I've got to ask you because, you know, we talked to some of the girls that don't have as much tenure as you do, and the audition process is a very nerve-wracking time. As you've, you know, gone over the years and gone through the audition process, has it gotten easier for you knowing what you've been through before?
Actually, you would think it would get easier and easier, but I'm still super nervous when that day comes, and it's a lot of excitement and nerves at the same time. But I'm super excited to be back for my fifth season.
Without a doubt. And we're excited to have you here with us in studio and have you here for the fifth year. I got to ask you because one of the highlights every offseason is the calendar shoot. And this year, I know you go to all these exotic locations. This year, it's down in the Dominican Republic. It happened. And I know that we don't have the finished product yet, but how did everything go? We heard the scenery was beautiful.
It's amazing. You know, every year we do shoot the calendar in the Dominican Republic. This year was in Casa de Campo. It was one of my favorite resorts. We all actually got our own little golf carts to ride around because the resort was so ginormous. But the scenery is absolutely amazing, and I can't wait for the final product.
You know, I know you're a veteran of 5 years, but do you still get butterflies when you're auditioning? I mean, you've been through it five times, but where do those butterflies come from? Is it the fact that you don't know that you may be chosen?
You know, you don't. Even though it is my fifth season trying out, it's not a guarantee. That's why the girls have to try out every single year.
Brianne, I want to know your football knowledge from year one to year five now. Do you understand the game a little bit more? Are you into the game like that?
I definitely understand the game a lot more. You know, when I first made it, I was only 18, fresh out of high school. It was all new to me. All I know is that I love to dance and was so happy to be on the field. But I definitely, you know, have gotten more involved with the football, you know, the pros and cons of the Miami Dolphins and of the football and what's going on. And, yeah, I definitely know a lot more.
Cool.
Brianne, Miami Dolphins cheerleader, joining us here in studio. And let's get back to the Dominican Republic real quick, because I bring this up with the cheerleaders we've had in studio over the last few weeks. And Logan, who works with us in the back, he bragged and bragged after he got back from the Dominican Republic about how he bonded with the cheerleaders and how he says he can dance just as well as they can. Is anything true about that statement?
You know, he is actually telling the truth. We had a lot of fun with Logan over there in the Dominican. We actually taught him a few dances, and I think he learned kickline routine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big Troy's face.
Whoa, are you serious?
He's just flabbergasted right
now.
Yeah,
he was doing kickline, and it's pretty good.
I got to have a talk with him.
Well, hey, he found a way to bond with the cheerleaders. I got to give him credit for that.
I think that's pretty cool. That's what I'm saying. I need to talk to him.
Okay.
You didn't know he had that in his arsenal, huh?
I didn't know he can get his leg up that high.
Well, we didn't say how high the leg was. Yeah. We just said he can.
You got to get it pretty high to be in the kick.
From what I heard, that he had to leave a pair of pants back there because he ruined them by trying to kick too high.
There we go. See, now that explains.
Yeah. But I do have to say, Logan can pick up choreography pretty quick.
Okay. Well, if the Dolphins ever decide to change the format for the cheerleaders and add some male participants, then we know Logan will be first in line for that. And by the way, Logan, a good sport for us to get all this personal information out there. Brianne, as part of your role as a Dolphin cheerleader, you're always out in the community, a bunch of different events, including this upcoming weekend. As Finn's weekend is here, it's going to be another fun one. What exactly are you and the cheerleaders doing to be a part of that?
Well, me specifically, on Friday, I will be at the golf tournament supporting, you know, the Finn's weekend. I know that Thursday night they're having a huge party and they're going to find out their teams. And then Friday starts the golf tournament. And then Saturday morning starts the fishing tournament.
Good stuff. And what are some of your favorite memories from being involved in Finns Weekend in the past, as you've gotten to interact with the fans, interact with some of the, you know, alumni and everybody who's involved over the weekend?
You know, doing appearances besides cheering on the sidelines is always a memorable experience and a lot of fun. I also enjoy, besides the Finns Weekend, you know, doing volunteering and charity events as well. It's all a lot of fun.
Good stuff. And so when you look back at, you know, the 4 years previously entering your fifth year, from a football standpoint, as little Troy was pointing out, and kind of asking you about your football acumen and knowledge as it's developed, do you have any favorite memories from the football team and what they've accomplished at some of the home games you guys have been there to witness?
Well, actually, last year was really exciting when we won against the Patriots. That was definitely an exciting game, and I'll never forget that. You know, the Dolphins games are always a lot of fun, especially where I am. I have the best seats in the house, right there on the sidelines. I get the full effect, the fans screaming, and, you know, when we win, it's always a plus.
Yes, it is always a plus. It's always makes everything a lot better if they get the victory on Sunday. And getting back to you being a veteran on the team, what kind of advice do you give the young girls who are coming on the squad? Because, again, I believe we have this right. We had Monica in here. She was saying there was 20-something new additions to the roster this year. So with all of these, the new blood coming in, if you want to say, what kind of advice do you give them to have the longevity as a cheerleader?
Yes, we just had our auditions at Sun Life Stadium in May. You know, I've been here for 5 years. I'm just a leader for the girls to look up to. I'm here to answer any questions and any advice they have for me. And what advice I have for them is just, you know, come in always knowing your stuff, being prepared, being respectful, and to remember always smile.
And have you were you always a Dolphins fan growing up?
I actually was. My parents had season tickets before I actually auditioned, came to all the games, and ever since when I turned 18, I just wanted to try out, and I did.
That's pretty cool. So
that's the second cheerleader we had whose parents actually were season ticket holders. So, you know, you start them young enough, and you get them for life.
And you know what's funny about that is my parents actually came to a game before I was a cheerleader, like right before I was about to try out. And the cheerleaders signed a squad photo for me, and it said, "To Brienne, future Miami Dolphins cheerleader."
Cool.
And
that's pretty cool.
I tried out, and I made it.
That's cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, Brienne, really appreciate you taking the time to come in here in studio. And, again, you getting out in the community and have fun this weekend for Finns Weekend, as the cheerleaders will be a big presence down there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.